Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the website, and the newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Before we get into it, I'd like to express my thanks to Wayne J. Parker and to Dumb Dragons Productions for becoming supporters of The End this week. Your contributions help greatly, especially now that we've acquired Pod Vibes, a podcast-centric Mastodon server. That increases our hard costs. So, if you want me to thank you or your production studio on the air and get you mentioned on the website and in the newsletter, go to theend.fyi/support. Okay, now let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 62nd, highlighted 11 shows in either the complete series or season finale sections, and 7 of them wrapped in the last few days. Not as many as last week, but still, here we go. Enki, Tales from the Past. A hybrid narrated and dramatized sci-fi history of the world tale from Mario Portella posted the season 2 finale on November the 9th. Listen to the 53 current episodes in under 12 hours. The Weird Side, a dramatized paranormal mystery from Alexandra M. Barrow and Finn Cresswell, posted the season 1 finale on November the 8th. Listen to all of the 11 current episodes in about 6.5 hours. Transmissions from Colony 1, a dramatized hard sci-fi series from John Richter and John Richter Creative, posted the finale of the 5th season on November the 8th as well. You'll need about 20 hours to catch up on all 51 current episodes before Season 6 shows up next year. Good Morning Murderer, a narrated mystery-slash-comedy from Carmen Norris, posted the Season 1 finale on November the 7th. This one is created and voiced by a female person of color, and you can listen to all of the 10 current episodes in about an hour. Forgive Me, a dramatized slice-of-life comedy from Rogue Dialogue Productions and Fable and Folly that was nominated for the Audioverse Awards, New Jersey Webfest, and Baltimore Next Media Webfest, posted the Season 3 finale on November the 5th. Listen to the 29 current episodes in about 13 hours. Warlock, a dramatized anime-inspired D&D fantasy series from Zachary Burl and Pact and Boone, posted the Season 2 finale on November the 5th. You can listen to all 22 episodes of the current seasons in about 9.5 hours. Red Odyssey, a dramatized literary cosmic horror sci-fi story from Denouncer Media, which won the Silver Davy Award for Best Writing, completed the series on November the 3rd. Listen to all 8 episodes in about 3 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of this audio file to hear trailers or snippets for these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Feedback, a comedy of impeccable customer service, a dramatized rom-com from Q6 Theater. This show blew me away, which, for a slice-of-life show presented as a comedy, is really saying something. I hesitate to call anything perfect, but man, this one might warrant that moniker. Exceptionally well acted, outstanding production. Add this one to your queue. Here's the trailer, or trailer number 1, actually.
If you have any other feedback, please leave a voice message now.
Hello. I just want to say that Akbar, I don't know his last name, but the representative I spoke to earlier today, Akbar, I am so, so grateful for what he did for me. It was really extraordinary. And I want anyone who listens to this to know that I have never had customer service like that. And I think it is so wonderful that you've given a gay Muslim drag queen from Pakistan the opportunity to work for you because he's a wonderful, wonderful man. Or woman. I mean, he really helped me. And I think as a society, we need to recognize that these people have something to offer. The gays and the Muslims and the the trans drag queens or whatever you call them, that we have to accept them and value these people because they're just like you or me. Maybe they're even better. And I think Akbar should be given a promotion or a raise or a gift card or something. I work in HR, and I know that customer satisfaction is the heartbeat of every business, and my whole attitude about Ring Wireless has changed because of him. So thank you. And please pass along my thanks to Akbar. This is Valerie Levac, capital L-E, capital V-A-C. Thank you, and goodbye.
This is Feedback, a Q6 audio production. Written by Kevin Shea, directed and edited by Jill Harper, executive producer Christine Groom.
Feedback, a comedy of impeccable customer service, is fully complete. Enjoy all 9 episodes in about 3 hours. My next recommendation is a show I featured previously. It's The Madness of Chartreulian, a dramatized sci-fi fantasy story from Pack Howl Media. I think you can listen to this one for the sound design alone, as it's outstanding. But the story itself is deep and brooding, and that fun blend of sci-fi mixed with fantasy that works very, very well. Here's the trailer.
I wanted to ask you about dreams.
Dreams are the refraction of our own experiences through a distorted lens.
I just need to know if it's possible for one to come true.
Find the chrysalis in the void. Only for you will it open.
The Starbringer Kings were so named because that was what we were destined to do. Bring the stars to the people.
I think the picture you're trying to shape is too big.
It is easy to get lost in things that seem simple. Things like titles.
You are destined to be our next messiah.
The Toruvian.
The Super.
The Ship Builder.
The Rhyme.
Monster.
An Abomination.
The truth. We are gods.
Let the Kamali Stern take you.
All this to say, do not get lost in them as I have.
The Madness of Chartreulian, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Learn more at chartreulian.com.
The Madness of Chartreulian currently has 1 complete season, with new episodes coming early next year, so get caught up on the 14 episodes now in under 8 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 3 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and one of them starts up again in the next few days, and it just so happens to be our title sponsor. Season 2 of The Crossing Guard Tapes, a blended narrated/dramatized 80s adventure from Jim Waters, starts up again on the 16th of November. Catch up with the current 6 episodes in just over an hour. And please remember that trailers or snippets for that show and the ones I mentioned at the start of the episode are coming your way right after I say. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 62nd issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. Anki, Tales from the Past.
Welcome to Anki, Tales from the Past. I am Ea, Prince Heir of Anu. I hail from Nibiru and journeyed to planet Ki over 13,000 years ago. Today, you call it Earth. As I set foot on this unknown world, I was filled with a mix of excitement and trepidation, unsure of what to expect. What mysteries awaited me on this strange planet? What adventures would I encounter? As I explored Ki, I encountered beings unlike any I had ever encountered before. It was an adventure filled with wonders and chaos, breathtaking landscapes, and profound spiritual practices. Through my journal entries, I will take you on a journey through the ages, from the earliest days of Ki to the present. I will share with you my observations of the creatures that erroneously call this planet home, their triumphs and their tragedies, and the secrets that lie hidden beneath the surface. So join me as we embark on a journey through time and space, and uncover the mysteries of Planet Ki together. This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.
Enki, Tales from the Past, a hybrid narrated and dramatized sci-fi history of the world tale from Mario Portella, has reached the Season 2 finale. The Weird Side.
Welcome. This week, we're looking into the cult pixie, a local variant of the Will-o'-the-Wisp, a trickster spirit known for luring the unwary off the road and into danger. But before we begin, we need to address some changes that we're making this season.
Yes, this entire season's focus is a little different from what we've produced in the past. Previously, we went over folklore and stories, delving deep into the myths and legends surrounding these various ghosts and goblins and ghouls.
We'd offer some insight into how this folklore came about and any possible explanations. But as we were researching these next few episodes, we came across some interesting information.
First-hand sightings.
Alleged sightings.
Alleged sightings, as my co-host rightly pointed out, of mysterious lights and sounds, all focused around the sleepy village nestled deep in the heart of the New Forest, with a long history of paranormal activity.
This was an unprecedented opportunity to bring you local stories that haven't previously been recorded. So, we're going to take you with us on our journey to find a British legend. Welcome to The Weird Side.
I'm Aidan Summers.
And I'm Catherine Moore. Join us as we investigate the paranormal side of the British Isles. Let's step out of the studio and into the wild.
The Weird Side, a dramatized paranormal mystery from Alexandra M. Barrow and Finn Cresswell, has reached the Season 1 finale. Transmissions from Colony 1.
Our mortality defines us.
Step away from the nukes.
What?
Corner, you asked me 2 days ago, what did I come to Mars for? The same thing we all came here for.
Counter 9 detonated the entire South Pole thermonuclear array.
There still remains one final option.
You need to lead. You have to give them a reason to do this.
The recognition of our countdown fuels what we do.
Engines running full blast.
Lift off. Repeat, ERV has lift off.
Colony 1 and the people who lived in it symbolize the essence of the human race. Our strengths, our weaknesses, our accomplishments, our misfortunes. Stands as a monument to humankind's curiosity for our place in all this.
It was my idea. It was my call.
This mission determines the fate of the human race. Each decision we make for the rest of our lives may determine our survival, and it's not for a single person to make.
I still have hope that you are alive.
Transmissions from Colony 1, Season 5, premiering August 30th, 2023. Everywhere you find podcasts.
Transmissions from Colony One, a dramatized hard sci-fi series from John Richter and John Richter Creative, has reached the season 5 finale. Good morning, murderer.
Hey, y'all. I'm Carmen Doris, and I want to thank you for checking out Good Morning Murderer. I'll let the host tell you all about it herself. Good morning, podcast listeners. I'm Brielle, and every week you'll get to hear my morning murder, morning announcements, as I broadcast them to the students and staff at Wilkerson High School. I'll go over everything from the students that have gone missing to the mystery meat that looks oddly like a finger being served in the cafeteria. A lot goes on at Wilkerson High. Some things are dark and some are pretty wacky, and you'll get to hear it all from me. Make sure to follow along so you get notified for every episode. Oh, and before I forget, good morning, murderer.
Good Morning Murderer, a narrated mystery-slash-comedy from Carmen Norris, has reached the season 1 finale. Forgive me.
Forgive me, Father.
For I have sinned.
It's been 6 months.
Since my last confession.
What would you like to confess today?
Oh, you know, the usual.
I have decades of failings I could recap here.
Today, I want to confess the worst thing I've ever done.
Lots to unpack here.
I can be kind of a crap husband.
I took 8 years of my life and lit it on fire in a matter of 5 hours.
Suddenly, I'm confronted with this individual, with his hand in my daughter's back pocket. So I did what any self-respecting father would do.
I lightly dosed his Gatorade with a powerful laxative.
And I guess sorry for making out in the confessional?
Your standard confession consists of you telling the priest you're confessing to the usual, like you're a regular at a diner?
I am a regular at Pat's on Main. I don't see why confession should be any different.
But since confession is about talking directly to God, I felt he had a right to know what you've done.
What I've done? What did I do?
Are you kidding?
Do you love Emily?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, give me something, Benny.
You're not going to absolve me? That's the whole point.
You're sitting here trying to absolve yourself, but please leave the sacrament to the professionals.
Seriously, where do you get off talking to me like this?
Excuse me?
What the f- who is there?
But never, ever has anyone had the audacity to approve something so preposterous as youth participation.
All right, let's work something out here. I'm going to give you some penance that I think will be a good start. If you're willing to accept, I'll complete the sacrament.
Give it a year, 5 at most, and you'll be doling out Hail Marys just like everyone else. Okay, son, what's your sentence?
Forgive Me, a new podcast sitcom from Rogue Dialogue, coming August 2020. Find out more by following at Forgive Me Show on social media or by heading over to roguedialogue.com.
I came here to get this off my chest and lighten the load on my soul a little. I appreciate the offer for free therapy, but if I wanted that, I have health insurance.
Forgive Me, a dramatized slice-of-life comedy from Rogue Dialogue Productions in Fable and Folly that was nominated for the Audioverse Awards, New Jersey Webfest, and Baltimore Next Media Webfest, has reached the Season 3 finale. Warlock.
Long ago, the world was at war. But then the 10 dragons arrived and changed everything. They brought peace to the world and gave us the gift of magic. Those who can use that magic are called sorcerers, but that is about to change. My name is Nova, and this is the story of how I became the first warlock.
Touch the statue and I'll lend you my power.
But it will come with a price if you are able to receive it.
You losers shouldn't even bother showing up. I'm the only person from this school with enough skills to get into the tower.
Without a legacy, you have no future as a sorcerer.
Oh, you're not the first person to try and take her power.
I take it you can handle the last one? Or do I need to do that too?
How in the hell did you get such power?
If someone's looking for a fight, then they get one. I don't care who it is, a fight is a fight.
Oh, someone help me!
Warlock, a dramatized anime-inspired D&D fantasy series from Zachary Burrell and Pact and Boone, has reached the Season 3 finale. Red Odyssey.
I was 13. I herded lambs beyond the village on the Lee. The magic of the sun, perhaps, or what was it, affected me. I felt with joy all overcome, as though with God.
Rover operator Ilya Zakharov, authorization number 00461 of the Luna Agricultural Expedition Program.
The time for lunch had long passed by, and still among the weeds I lay, and prayed to God, I know not why. It was so pleasant then to pray.
Phantom 9, initialize.
But not for long the sun stayed kind, not long in bliss I prayed.
Phantom 9 initialized.
It turned into a ball of fire and set the world ablaze. As though just wakened up, I gaze the hamlets drab and poor. And God's blue heavens, even they, are glorious no more.
Ilya, don't let it see you!
From Denouncer Media comes a brand new experience in audio horror. Red Odyssey, starring Allison Cossett, Peter Wicks, Sarah Golding, Erica Sanderson, James Scully, Peter Wyszynski, and Brandon Levine. Red Odyssey, a Lovecraftian horror story you will never forget. Coming September 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Odyssey, a dramatized literary cosmic horror sci-fi story from Denouncer Media, which won the Silver Davy Award for Best Writing, has reached the end of the entire series. The Crossing Guard Tapes.
In a world where cities are playgrounds and playgrounds are arenas, where arenas are battlegrounds and battlegrounds are sectioned into streets, and streets are bisected by school crosswalks, and school crosswalks...
Stop that!
Hello? Is anybody there?
The Crossing Guard Tapes, coming this summer.
The Crossing Guard Tapes, a blended narrated slash dramatized 80s adventure from Jim Waters, soon starts its second season. And that's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!